Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, as always, and I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about something that I've spoken about previously in a previous video, which was entitled something like INFJs are mean to the people they like and nice to the people we don't somehow, which is so silly. But I want to expand on it a little bit and show you guys a different perspective on it that I really got insight upon a few days ago. So as I said, INFJs, as soon as we realize that we like someone, that we are romantically interested in someone. So I don't think we do this particularly to friends, platonic relationships, I don't think so. But I think it's mainly just romantic relationships where we know that there's a possibility of getting hurt. As soon as we realize that we like someone and there's a possibility that we might get into a relationship with them, or that they're getting serious with us and we're getting serious with them, or anything like that, we start that mode of self-defense. I think a lot of people do this, but we specifically do it a lot. And we go into this mode where we protect ourselves by being mean to the person or insulting them or saying cruel things, pushing them away, protecting ourselves basically, yeah? And so obviously this is a self-defense mechanism. I'm not saying necessarily that you guys should stop, which I have said in the past. Not necessarily saying that you should be... I'm just saying that you should be a little bit more aware that you do this. And obviously the other perspective of it, which I wanted to share in this video, is from the other side. So a friend of mine who is an ENFP, the one I've shared stories about previously, she's the one who's a 99% extrovert, 99%. I still can't believe it. Anyway, so she is an ENFP, and her boyfriend right now is INFJ, which is really, really interesting because I'm actually noticing a relationship grow, you know, between an INFJ and ENFP from the outside in. So she comes to me for a lot of advice because she knows I'm an INFJ, and she asks me, okay, so what should I do here? I have no idea. He's behaving like this. Is there something I can do? He's gone into his cave. Can I do something to help him, etc.? Yeah. It's really nice for me to be able to help that because I really want this relationship to succeed, obviously. I want this INFJ to have, he's a male INFJ, obviously, so I want the male INFJ to have that person in his life. And my friend's amazing, so I think they make a great couple. But recently she was, a couple of days ago, she was telling me about a few days ago where he randomly came up to her and started saying things like, I don't think this relationship's going to work out. I don't think we're meant to be with each other and we're not suited to each other. And I think we should really rethink this whole thing, etc. Now, if she had come to me directly right after, I would have told her he's just going into self-defense mode. But of course she didn't, because she was worried and upset. And she cried for a few hours and she kind of let go of stuff. And she journaled and she tried to understand what was going on, confused, hurt, etc. And then eventually she's like, all right, fine. Whatever's going on, I'm just going to let go and I'm going to trust it and I'm just going to flow with it. Also, specifically, she was surprised because they were going to go on a trip together that he had bought for her, for her birthday. So obviously, as I said before, we kind of give off mixed signals. I think that's just our silly strategy. We think it's going to work. It doesn't actually work. What it ends up doing most probably, mostly in most situations, is that it ends up pushing the person away, which is sometimes what we want anyways, because we're afraid of being in a relationship anyways. So I think that works out for us. But as I said, I wanted to show you guys the other perspective, which is from the other side. And my friend sitting there weeping tears of sadness because she thought that the relationship was ending somehow, or she had done something wrong, or she didn't know what she had done wrong, or she couldn't understand what was going on, right? And all of that to say that if you're going to do something like this to someone else, unless that person's deliberately being cruel to you or deliberately doing something negative to you, I really want you guys to rethink the strategy of pushing the people away by insulting them or saying such cruel things. I actually really got a wake-up call for myself when I'm sitting there listening to my friend reiterating her moments of sadness and the fact that she actually sat and cried for a few hours. The INFJ had probably said those words without even thinking about it, without even feeling it, without thinking anything of it, and being like, all right, I'm just going to say these words because I feel hurt or I feel scared, and nothing is going to result from it anyway, so it's fine. So he just said these words. I don't know what he was thinking exactly, but I know that when I've been cruel in the past, I haven't really thought about the consequences on that other person, of how they're going to think or how they're going to feel. I'm just in the mode of, oh my God, I need to protect myself. I need to take care of myself. I need to defend myself from any kind of hurt that might happen in the future, right? So I'm in just like defense mode. I don't think about anything else. What I'm trying to tell you guys, obviously, in this video is use that empathy a little bit of yourself, your skill of empathy or your highly sensitive skills or whatever the skill that you have, that I know you guys have. If you're an INFJ, you're listening, you do have those skills. And realize that it's not only just about you. There is another person on the other side, and they're a real human being. They're not just an automaton or a robot or someone that you can just play around with, someone that you can say cruel things to without having any consequences on the other side. Now, first of all, of course, if you're trying to break up the relationship, then good for you. You probably will succeed, because saying things like that, if my friend wasn't mature enough to take it in the right spirit, that relationship would have failed and he would have been alone again and again and again. And a lot of INFJs message me saying, why am I alone? I'm like, well, there's a bunch of reasons, but one of the main reasons is that you keep on pushing away the people that love you and care about you by saying cruel things or doing mean things or insulting them. So how is that going to work out in the future? How do you think that's going to play out? Of course, our hope, desire, and need is that we hope foolishly that person's going to be maturer than us, more mature than us, and not let those words hurt them and still stick around, right? Of course, that's our intense, deep desire. we won't say it out loud, obviously, but we want that person to not take what we've said in the way that we've said it, and we just want them to ignore it and let the relationship roll onwards, forwards, whatever you want to call it. Not, it doesn't happen like that all the time. Actually, I would say it rarely happens like that. As I said, my friend's obviously mature enough to deal with it in the proper way, but a lot of times what happens is that we do end up being the fulfillers of these self-fulfilling prophecies. We are afraid, or and we go into defense mode, self-defense mode, and we push the person away. And yes, they end up being pushed away, and we end up being alone, right? And then you guys message me saying, I haven't been in a relationship in ages. What's wrong with me? Why do people not understand? And I'm like, well, this is probably one of the biggest reasons why most INFJs are alone, is because we do these silly things in relationships that are completely avoidable. So basically the idea behind this video and behind my advice for you guys is that what we try to do, or I'm not saying that this is perfect or we're going to be able to succeed at it, but my idea is whenever we do get into this mode where we're feeling the fear, where we're feeling like, oh my God, I think this relationship might be more serious than I imagined, and I want, or I have this desire to push this person away, of course, hopefully we're conscious enough that we can sit there and be like, all right, I'm going to journal about this, or I'm going to talk to them about it, or I'm going to express it, or I'm going to talk to a friend about it, rather than saying something really mean or insulting to the person and pushing them away. Now, of course, that's like my ardent desire that all of us INFJs can actually do that, become conscious enough to be able to do that. I don't know if I am even there yet. I haven't been in a relationship long enough or for a long time to even put that into practice. But I'm hoping that this kind of video will kind of trigger something in your head so that the next time you kind of get into that situation, instead of repeating the pattern of pushing the person away by being mean or insulting, you'll take a step back and you'll relax yourself and feel the fear, obviously, or feel the insecurities, feel the hurt, whatever it might be that you're feeling, and take a different way of going about it, yeah? Instead of pushing them away, insulting them, maybe have a conversation with them and tell them, I am a little bit afraid and I don't know what's going on, and I can see that this relationship is getting a little bit more serious and I feel like pushing you away. Rather than actually pushing them away, having this conversation with them, or having a conversation with your journal or with a friend, I think it would be so much more useful and productive than the way that we deal with it. Especially because I could see the other end of it, right? Especially because I could see my friend and the hurt that, and the sadness and all of the emotion that it generated in her. I literally was able to see it from the other side. And I felt so much sadness that we actually do this. And she actually told me, you know, this is a very unhealthy way of dealing with things. And I was like, yes, I know. And I'm not saying that we can be mature in many other ways, but we are very immature when it comes to relationships. And of course, I'm doing this video, so hopefully you guys in the future are a little bit more aware. And I think this is more a message for myself. I myself am more aware in the future as well. I don't end up doing stupid things like this and foolish things like this and pushing people away that actually care and love me, care about me, love me, and want to be with me. I hope this makes sense. I hope that I was able to explain myself to you guys. Of course, if you have any questions about this, comment below and I'll do a expansive video on it or a further video on it. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site or my Ko-fi link. The links are in the description below. I shall see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.